Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to today's morning devotional. Today we'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 22. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were with him. From there, David went to Mizpah in Moab and said to the king of Moab, "Would you let my father and mother come and stay with you until I learn what God will do for me?" So he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold. But the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in the stronghold. Go into the land of Judah." So David left and went to the forest of Herith. Now Saul heard that David and his men had been discovered, and Saul was seated, spear in hand, under the tamarisk tree on the hill at Gibeah, with all his officials standing at his side. He said to them, "Listen, men of Benjamin, will the son of Jesse give all of you fields and vineyards? Will he make all of you commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds? Is that why you have all conspired against me? No one tells me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you is concerned about me or tells me that my son has incited my servant to lie in wait for me as he does today." But Doeg the Edomite, who was standing with Saul's officials, said, "I saw the son of Jesse come to Ahimelech, son of Ahitub at Nob. Ahimelech inquired of the Lord for him. He also gave him provisions and the sword of Goliath the Philistine." Then the king sent for the priest Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, and all the men of his family, who were the priests at Nob, and they all came to the king. Saul said, "Listen now, son of Ahitub." "Yes, my lord," he answered. Saul said to him, "Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse, giving him bread and a sword and inquiring of God for him so that he has rebelled against me and lies in wait for me as he does today?" Ahimelech answered the king, "Who of all your servants is as loyal as David, the king's son-in-law, captain of your bodyguard and highly respected in your household? Was that day the first time I inquired of God for him? Of course not. Let not the king accuse your servant or any of his father's family, for your servant knows nothing at all about this whole affair." But the king said, "You will surely die, Ahimelech, you and your whole family." Then the king ordered the guards at his side, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because they too have sided with David. They knew he was fleeing, yet they did not tell me." But the king's officials were unwilling to raise a hand to strike the priests of the Lord. The king then ordered Doeg, "You turn and strike down the priest." So Doeg the Edomite turned and struck them down. That day he killed 85 men who wore the linen ephod. He also put to the sword Nob, the town of priests, with its men and women, its children and infants, and its cattle, donkeys, and sheep. But one son of Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled to join David. He told David that Saul had killed the priests of the Lord. Then David said to Abiathar, "That day when Doeg the Edomite was there, I knew he would be sure to tell Saul, 'I am responsible for the death of your whole family. Stay with me, don't be afraid. The man who wants to kill you is trying to kill me too. You will be safe with me.'" At this point in 1 Samuel, God has already removed Saul's anointing as king and given it to David. However, Saul in his pride refuses to accept God's word, and he goes after David to kill him. And although God is the one who gave him the position to begin with, Saul places himself as king over God in his heart. Saul's identity and his security becomes entwined with his role and his title as king, and when he feels his role being threatened, his insecurities arise. When he finds out that the priest Ahimelech helped David, he accuses the city of Nob of treason. Ahimelech defends himself, saying he knew nothing of Saul's displeasure towards David. Despite his commitment to the people he is serving, Saul refuses to listen to reason and massacres the entire city. What began as a position meant to serve the Lord and his people becomes more about the role itself. When that title and foundation was shaken, Saul hurt many people as a side effect of his identity crumbling. Despite Ahimelech's innocence, Saul's hardened heart led to a rejection of truth and a lack of grace. I believe there are many times that our hearts reflect that of Saul's. We subconsciously place our security and worth in positions that God gives us rather than the Lord himself, and our hearts slowly become prideful yet insecure. So this past year, I helped lead a missions team to Mexico, and when we got there, some of our team members just weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. They wouldn't worship during times of worship, and they would fall asleep during ministry times. And my frustration was growing in the fact that they just weren't listening to what our campus leaders or pastors were saying. In my heart, I was asking, why can't they just submit to spiritual authority? I had confronted one of them, but nothing seemed to really change. I was asking God, what did I do wrong? What else as a leader could I have done? And it honestly felt like I was failing my team members. But in my, oh my gosh, where did we go wrong thoughts and prayers, the Lord really softened my heart. I realized that I wasn't actually loving my team members in the ways that Jesus had called me to. I had subconsciously placed a lot of my worth and had a lot of pride in how I lead others towards Christ, that I forgot that my main calling is just to love the Lord and to love his people. My responsibility and role as a leader became an idol in my heart that blinded me from really being able to understand my team members' frustrations and loving them. When I originally confronted my team member, I went in without trying to ask why he was doing the things he was doing, and my only focus was that he was doing something wrong. God placed me in the leadership position to love and serve, but I ended up placing myself in a position where I had to change people's hearts, when in reality that role was God's alone. And maybe you can relate. Are there times where God has placed you in a role to love and serve others, but circumstances or even people's actions made you judge them and lack grace instead? Whether it was leading something, working on a group project, or coordinating an event, were there times when you ended up losing sight of the heart of Jesus for those you were working with? I think oftentimes in our frustrations, we can forget to see others in the image of God that they were created. Like Saul, we can forget that God alone is Lord and God alone is judge. Sometimes our identity becomes more about our roles as leaders and students, friends, coworkers, etc., rather than our identity of being God's child. Our sinful nature convinces that we're bigger than we actually are, but that path, just as with Saul, will always lead to hurt and more brokenness. It's only when we fully seek the Lord and when we surrender our hearts to him that we can have the full security in our identity as children of God. Saul found his worth in his position as king, and his insecurities arose when this identity was being threatened. Right now, is your security fully in who the Lord has made you to be, or is there a false identity that you've been putting your worth into as well? Are there lies that the enemy is telling you about who you are, and what is God's truth in light of that? Let's take some time and really allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts, that he can make us pure before Jesus. Let's pray. Abba, Father, Lord, we thank you that we are able to be called children of God. Jesus, thank you for your blood that has given us an identity in you that can never be taken away. Lord, that your love is dependent on you and nothing that we have done or said. Lord, I pray that if there is anything that we are placing our worth in that is not of you, would you cleanse our hearts of it? And Jesus, I pray just for your heart of love and humility. Help us, God, to be slow to judge in anger, but to give grace and love abundantly as you have given it to us. Lord, would you give us the eyes to see others around us as you see them? And Holy Spirit, would you come and set us apart in how we love others? Help us to have the gentle and lowly heart of Christ, that others may see Jesus in us. Lord, I just pray, God, that there would be more of you and less of us. Thank you, Lord, that you are always walking with us. Lord, that you are a good Father who knows exactly what we need. So would we just allow you, God, to be King over our hearts today? And as we go through our day, would you just make us so sensitive to your Spirit and help us, God, just to walk in the paths that you have put before us today? We love you, Lord, and in Jesus' name we pray.